Good morning, everyone. It's the 21st of January. I remember back on day 6 of this prayer challenge that I encouraged you to pray for your family. Maybe you live alone, maybe you live with just a spouse or one of your children, maybe you have a huge extended family, maybe you just have a family of a few people, but I think we all have a family, and if you can't think of a family member, think of some people in your spiritual family, in your church, or in your small group, in your Bible study. Here's what I want you to do. I want to take it a step further today. Today we're going to start a prayer list. And so I know that some of you are groaning on the inside right now, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to pause this right now, and I want you to go grab either a computer or a tablet, a piece of paper and a pencil. You're going to make a list. It needs to be something that you can keep handy because we'll be using it a lot. So don't stop on me now. Don't quit on me now because I'm asking you to do a little work. All right, it's a guided prayer, but I'm going to make you do a little work. Go grab that, pause it now, and go grab that, and I'll be right back with you. Okay, I'm under the assumption that everyone has a pad of paper, or maybe you've got it on your phone today. Here's what I want you to do today. After we get done praying, I would like you to take a few minutes today, and I would like you to write down names of your family members, whether you want to go with just your immediate family, whether you want to do an extended family. If you have one of those German names around Hayes, you probably got 50 people you could write down. But anyways, find the people in your family that you would like to pray for. Write down their name on the list, and then write down a specific prayer request that you have for each one of those family members. This is not a quality thing. As you can tell, I don't script this. This is not quantity over quality. This is making a prayer list, and we're going to get into the habit of praying for our family members, and this is something that will help you be intentional about that. So write them down. We're going to pause right now. We're going to pray for them, and then do that little homework assignment before you leave your quiet time chair or wherever you're sitting right now. Let's pray for your family. God, thank you for the gift of families. Lord, some of us are part of families that we wouldn't trade for anything, and part of us are from families that are full of hurt, full of pain, full of division, divorce, blended families, people who get along, people who don't get along, people who struggle with mental illness, people who struggle with life decisions. But Lord, my commitment is to pray for my family, and I'm hoping that my friends listening to this are making that commitment that they will pray, even if it seems impossible, Lord. We're going to present our requests to you as you instruct us to in your word over and over again. So we just generally, we pray for our family today. Lord, as we write down the specific needs, we just pray that you would show us specifically what you want to pray. Maybe it's the most important thing, salvation for family members who are lost that don't yet know you. Maybe it's people with addictions or illnesses, Lord. May we make a commitment to pray for them constantly, Lord. And I just know you're going to answer some of these prayers in ways that we know that you used us. And it's because of faithful prayer that some of these things happen. Lord, we just hand them over to you. We hand our family over to you. The hardest thing to do for our children and for those we love is surrender them to you. But today we take a step in that direction. Lord, we hand these needs over to you. Lord, would you bring our family to health in every area of their lives, Lord? And may you be the very centerpiece, even if that seems impossible. Lord, that's what we desire. That's what we want, is for you to be the centerpiece of our families. And we praise you, Lord, for what you will do, because we're giving you our time and we're giving you the energy it takes to pray, but also our commitment, Lord. Commitment to prayer, Lord. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.